Spare Me the Truth, written by C.J. Carver and read by Andrew Wincott. Being in the car had lulled Dan to sleep. He hadn't wanted to drift off. He had too many questions, like where Besnik and his goons had taken the man who'd been screaming. But a dark wave lapped at the corner of his consciousness, and although he'd tried his hardest, he hadn't been able to stop it from flooding his mind. He awoke with a thundering headache. His body had started to stiffen, and he knew it would take some serious medication to make any kind of dent in the pain. He took in the fact that he was still in Joe's car, but it wasn't moving. His eyes were gummed together, and he had to force them open. Blearily, he looked through the windscreen. He forgot all about his pain. He forgot about the blood all over his clothes, the vomit in his hair. Besnik stood dead ahead, looking at him, arms crossed. His goons were on either side. He was back at the junkyard. Joe said, "Sorry, pal. It's all over now." Dan tried to think past the pain. He felt more tired than he had in his life, utterly spent. He felt stupid that he hadn't seen it before. Wearily, Dan said, "It was all about showing the DG that you'd rescued me, wasn't it?" "Clever boy," said Joe. Pocketing his car key, he climbed out of the car, bent down to add, "And thanks to you, he swallowed it." Dan watched as his old friend, his colleague, informant, and profiteer, codenamed Cedric, went and spoke to Besnik. The goons came over and opened Dan's door. "Out," said one, jerking a thumb at him. Dan struggled to get out of the car. He made it look worse than it was, but Joe called, "He's playing it up. Just get him inside, would you?" They grabbed him and marched him back to the porter cabin. The first thing he saw was Savannah, lying motionless on the floor. She was sprawled at an angle, one arm flung wide. Her eyes were shut, her face as white as paper. Blood seeped from her jacket onto the synthetic carpet. Dan sank to her side, pressed his fingers against her throat. He tried not to react when he felt a faint pulse. Besnik walked past him without a glance, headed into the yard. Joe came and stood over Dan. "Why?" asked Dan. He was looking at Savannah as he spoke. His question meant to cover everything, but the main one burning was, "Why did you betray me? Get my son tortured and killed?" When Joe didn't answer, Dan looked up to see him looking at him. Joe said, "You just don't remember, do you?"